time to bring in Mr. Florida, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
That could be my new name soon.
Okay, you're coming back here. What's it, here? It the temperature's 17. What is it in where you are?
Oh, I don't know, but that could be possible.
Really? You might move down there?
It's a pretty good possibility.
And she invited you to live there and take and help
no,
her?
No. I got something else working.
Really?
Yep.
Well, then we'll have to call you Florida Mikey.
There you go. You'll be the best known person at the Daytona Dog Track.
You'll become a Miami Marlins.
No, I won't be anywhere near that godforsaken place.
Become a fan of all the Florida teams, go to all the games.
No, that ain't happening.
That's not
going to
happen.
I'll be in isolation down there.
Isolation, that's right. At least it'll be warm isolation.
That's it. That's a good thing.
All right, so now, sports. What do you want to talk about in sports? Where do you want to go?
The joke known as the Mets.
When I was in New York yesterday, I was listening to the commentators, and I was listening to the 45-second news conference they had.
They're a joke. They're a complete joke, and I like the way that they try to say that we did this deal because we didn't want the Phillies to get them. Worry about yourself. Don't worry about the Phillies. I think Brett Boone wasn't available, so that's why they signed Robinson Cano. So we'll see what other moves they make here, because I'm glad people are saying the same thing I said about DeGrom yesterday, that, you know, if they don't make this team better, he's going to walk. And not only that, he's coming up for arbitration, and he just won the Cy Young, so he's going to get money there. But what was the one reason that DeGrom didn't win 30 games last year?
No hitting.
Exactly. Have they addressed that?
And this is a clarification. Let me finish with it. They potentially addressed a small portion of it.
That's like saying that the Titanic is potentially still going between Liverpool and New York.
They need somebody else in the lineup other than Robinson Cano, and what's it, Cepedis, who always gets sick and breaks down. They need somebody else.
Is a liability. You can't even count on him. Yeah.
They need somebody else. They really do.
But here's the thing, and I'm going to use the analogy going back to our good friend. That is Seattle sending Cano here, or just willing to part with Cano? If he was a viable player that was worth his money and could produce and make your team better, don't you think Seattle would have kept him?
You would think so.
So, once again, the Mets take somebody else's trash. Oh, my God. And just listening to this guy talk, their GM, you know, Van Wagenen, who probably sells wooden shoes in the meantime in the Netherlands, I just don't understand why this guy is in his position.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, I New Jersey has sports betting, so I'm wondering if there's somewhere. I doubt it because, you know, the William Hill's not a real bookie. But what would be the odds I can get on DeGrom walking away from the Mets? Because I think I could buy a very nice house in Florida if I won that bet.
All right.
That seems like a guarantee to me.
All right. Well, there's other big names out there to be signed. We'll see if they dip into the into their bank account.
Like, who do you think the Mets are going to sign?
I don't follow baseball close enough in the offseason.
Well, there's two big names, and you know what though? You know, let me tell you, maybe the Mets will sign one of them. You know why? They shouldn't. That's probably why they shouldn't sign Harper, and they shouldn't sign Machado, because to me they're liabilities. But that'll probably be somebody that they sign, and they'll turn out to be the biggest bust since the Titanic.
We'll see what happens. All right, so what else do you want to talk about in sports? Anything else?
There's not really a whole heck of a lot going on in the big stuff going. So we'll see what happens with the college playoffs. In what, 4 weeks?
I don't know. It's a long time. It's just so long, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, if they had a 16-game playoff, 16-team, 8-game playoff, you would have interest every weekend now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But nah, we got 42 bowl games, and 40 of them mean nothing.
Yeah, they'll
it's
be
ridiculous. I mean, when you had the fictitious championship, you more or less had interest in games because you wanted to see a matchup. Now there's no interest in any matchup until those two games. The NCAA stupidity is just mind-boggling.
Well, we can go back to the UConn women. About 4 days ago. They beat number one Notre Dame in Notre Dame by about 19 points.
That's a good thing.
And then they played St. Louis last night.
Yeah, that's, I mean, why even playing a team like that?
98-42.
Folks, here's what St. Louis scored. 10 in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter, 7 in the third quarter. So at that point, it was 74-27.
That's right. Well, once again, they probably get money for playing the UConn women.
How much money can they get?
Not enough for the embarrassment for the athletes, for me, to be honest with you.
Okay, if you don't, do you have the box score or anything up for the UConn girls games?
No, I took
okay.
it down already.
How about this? For a pizza pie and a sandwich, what is the mascot? What is the affiliation with the St. Louis basketball or all any of their sports teams? What's their mascot?
That arch?
A Billiken. The St. Louis Billikens.
Okay.
It's a figure that kind of looks like the Grinch.
The Billikens, I like that.
I'm not kidding. Look it up. It's
the
Billikens.
The Billikens.
The St. Louis Billikens.
Yeah, hopefully they got plenty of bills for Flannum.
Yeah, hope they got something, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like I said,
well, that's good. They beat Notre Dame. I didn't know they beat Notre Dame. Anytime any Notre Dame team loses, it puts a smile on my face. I don't care if it's the chess team.
They did. They beat Notre Dame, number one.
That's
that team, the team that knocked them out of the tournament last year. They beat them.
Hey, speaking of beating, guess where I'm going Saturday?
Where?
Take a guess. You'll never guess this.
You're going to Giant Stadium.
Close. Madison Round Garden.
Oh, you're going to see the Knicks?
No, come on. I'm not drunk. I'm going to see Kentucky play Seton Hall.
Oh, wow. That'll be a good net. That'll be a slaughter.
I hope so. I hope Kentucky beats them by, I'll be nice, 35.
All right. Well,
but Seton Hall's been playing good lately, so, and Kentucky hasn't been. So I have a feeling this game's going to be competitive.
All right. I want you to clean out the litter box because we've got to pick tomorrow.
Litter box. Yeah. Well, we got any decent games this week?
I
know the Dallas game's a good one. We spoke about that yesterday. Dallas and the Eagles. That's a nice one. Who are the Giants playing this weekend?
Let's take a look here. I think the Giants...
They're playing the Deadskins.
They're playing the Deadskins. Yep. That's
wow. How about this beating coming up? New Orleans and Tampa Bay.
It should be a huge one. It should be a real big ass whipping. There's no doubt about that because
especially after New Orleans got beat.
Yeah. You got the Jaguars and the Titans coming up on Thursday night. Yeah. Boring.
That's a game where they give you no dose as you walk in.
I can see where our picks are already. You got the Saints against the Buccaneers. You got the Patriots against the Dolphins. Okay. You've got, let's see here, the Bengals against the Chargers.
Oh, no, I'm not touching that.
You got the Eagles.
The Bengals over the Chargers?
The Bengals against the Chargers, yep.
Oh, you mean take the Chargers?
Yeah. And you got the
It looks like there should be a couple of lopsided thumpings here. I mean, Pittsburgh's playing Oakland. Didn't Pittsburgh just get beat too?
Yeah, the Steelers playing the Oakland. The Eagles are playing the Cowboys.
Well, I'm not touching that game.
Yeah, and the Giants are playing the Redskins. So, and then the Rams are playing the Bears. And the
that's a good game at night. We could watch that game.
The Vikings against the Seahawks. That's the Monday night game.
There's a couple of games of interest this weekend.
All right.
And can I get another wager in?
Which one?
Mike McCarthy?
Yeah.
He will be the coach of the Steelers next year.
See where they fired the assistant coach yesterday as well?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're doing there.
I'll give you a break.
And let me tell you something. That guy, Regis Philbin, the guy that used to coach the Dolphins, I know his name's not Regis Philbin, but I'm just making fun of the guy. He couldn't coach the Dolphins. He sure as heck ain't going to be the coach of the Packers.
No. Packers is a special place.
We'll see what kind of rabbit they pull out of the hat. But watch. Unless the Steelers get to the Super Bowl and win the championship game, their coach is done. And Mike McCarthy might be the coach of the Steelers.
All right. We'll see if that's right.
That type of guy.
We'll see if you're right.
We'll see. That would be cool, though, wouldn't it?
It would. It'd be great for the Steelers.
And we scooped it on December 5th.
That's right. All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
I'm Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.